Hello, everyone. You're listening to Quasi Indefatigable Zenilith. I'm Jay Nemro, and we are... you can call it Epiphany, sure. Not that it's really that big of a thing. I was reading the scripts this morning, and reading about the United Order and the Doctrine and Covenants. If you're not a Latter-day Saint, there's very little way you can have any comprehension of what... Well, no, it's not that you can't comprehend it, just that you've never heard of it before. The United Order is the way things are supposed to be in Zion. Everyone is of one heart, one mind. It's called, Zion's called the Pure in Heart. And there's going to be a collection of them, all in one place, called the City of Zion. Probably heard of it. An ancient, the City of Enoch. Way back in the old days, that was called Zion for the reason that it contained people that were pure in heart. So much so that they were taken up into heaven. Well, this is still an active doctrine. I know Christians don't have any real interest in this. It doesn't go along with their mindset. For the LDS, it's a pretty active thing. We're supposed to be working toward this. Now, there's a lot of LDS people that don't, but that's because they're rather Protestant about their religion, you know? It's all well and good for going on Sunday and for trying to be a better person, but I'm not going there type of stuff, and that's sad because it would accomplish more. Anyway, I was reading about one of the reasons why in the early history of our church that things didn't go very well is because a lot of people just couldn't live by the United Order, which is that you basically give everything to the church and that you get back what is needed. And that happens on a constant basis. You're constantly giving the church what you receive, and you are giving back what you require. And this is the way to take care of things like poverty, things like that. Now, on the surface, it sounds very much communist, socialist. And I guess, in a way, when you look at it, it is, except for one very, very, very important difference. And it seems a small thing, but it ends up being huge. That big point is simply this. People may voluntarily enter it, and people may voluntarily leave it. In communism, you had no choice. They put up walls. If you were inside that wall, when they put the wall up, by golly, you had to live this way, whether you liked it or not. Whether, you know, there was no entry and exit to it. At least not legally. Not as far as the people who were in charge dictated. That's the one great difference between this, is that you can voluntarily come into it, and you can also voluntarily step out. Now, once you've given the things to the church, you can only take back out what the church has given back. So, and that's implicit when you enter into it. So people can say, oh, but you're getting ripped off by the church. And you go, no. You're not being ripped off by the church. You voluntarily went into it. And it was told to you that if you felt the need to leave, this is what you're going to be left with. Anyway, it might not have been the entire reason. The whole reason for the initial failure of Zion, when it was first attempted to be done in 1834 area, one of the reasons was that too many people were unwilling to do that. You know, we're going to fight for what is ours. And it wasn't an ours thing, it was, I'm going to fight for what is mine. And it wasn't an ours thing. They weren't giving up everything. They were giving up part, or they weren't giving up at all. and it created a lot of problems. And very honestly, those were the problems that came of it. And it just came back to me, this is what we're going to do when you go to the temple and you take covenants on yourself. One of the covenants is consecration. I can talk about that because it isn't a secret. It isn't like it isn't mentioned in our scriptures that are publicly available. You can have them. That's one of the things that you promise. Still, it isn't like, oh well, we try it in 1830 and we decided that we weren't going to do it. That it wasn't going to be necessary. It's still enforced today, and one covenants to it. Even though to a large degree you're not really asked to do that. You're not asked to give everything over. You're asked to give of your time, talents, and the things that God blessed you with, which is everything. So I guess that's true as well, that we still make that covenant, but God doesn't really ask for us to abide by it fully at the moment. Anyway, there's something else that I wanted to talk about that I wanted to get down so that I wouldn't lose it. I just was recently successful. I can't believe it. I've had success in installing a piece of software called Synchronet. I had played with this back in 2000, 2001 when I was a school teacher, when I was the technology director for San Juan Schools. And we had installed this just kind of as a little test because we wanted to start doing our own email system. We eventually got down to the point where we didn't, because it was better to let, it was easier to let people get web-based email, you know, through Hotmail or those kinds of places, so that you'd have a kind of spam cleaning and virus checking, and at schools it's become important to make sure that the kids aren't exposed to evil. So there was a lot of evil checks. I call them evil checks. They aren't called that. It was I forget what we used to use. Some kind of access control that schools were required to have. And we had gotten it, and it cost a ton, and it was decent, but it wasn't perfect. I had originally installed an older version of that, the version that was current then, and it had worked on Windows, but I've since left Windows as a server platform because it's extremely expensive. And I don't have any money. And I went the Linux route. I started on the Linux route then. I've gone so much more that way recently. Anyway, so I had So just yesterday, no, it's been a couple of days. A couple of days ago, I had gone out to see what could be done with this stuff. I tried to install it maybe about a year ago, and it didn't work, and I didn't really have time to pursue it, so I didn't. This time, I took a little bit more time, and it installed fine. It was beautiful. It went in there great. I put in all the services to start it and end it at given times. And marvelous. Marvelous. it's a little bit kludgy, of course, because it is a bulletin board system built on top of a bulletin board system, and then on top of it is built a web server, an email server, all these other things to interact with the internet. So you've got a Gopher server too. Too cool. The Gopher continues forever. So I, I got all these things, and I've been pondering what I was going to do. I'm getting a new calling at church. I'm getting a new responsibility that I need to work with. And I've been pondering what I was going to do. In a previous MP3 file, I had talked about my whole night concept. That's my concept of priesthood. It's service. It's doing good for the poor, it's doing good for all those things, and my next calling is going to have to do with the young men of the church. And, and I've been looking at, trying to come at this thing through this angle. We often try to, and this isn't to disparage at all missionary work, at all, and the way we do missionary work, in that we send out these young men, and they go out and they go try to get into people's homes and talk to them about the gospel. And I've been pondering that being attractive to young men, it's always been a difficulty. The way we do it now is very attractive to women. Women really love the gospel as we present it now, to the point to where, and I don't think it's just the presentation, I think it's the gospel too. The gospel is more attractive to women than it is to men. It's difficult for men because men are wrapped up in the world of realities. And realities are tricky. Men don't have tons of faith. Men see much more interest in going out and the struggle of life, and the manly part of it is how successful you are, how much money you make. And sometimes that's antithematic. God, I can always say that. To what the gospel teaches, and it's difficult for men. Women grab onto it so much more, so much better, probably because they don't have quite the problems with it that men do. You know, they can afford to be a little more idealistic because in most cases they don't have the man's built-in thing. Anyway, the priesthood as almost kind of a knightly order. And there's definite similarities in scripture, so you don't have to say, oh well, but that's just, you just made that up. You go, no. A royal priesthood, holy nation, stuff like that. You become the sons of Moses and of Aaron and everything else. Everything that's done in the priesthood almost has kind of a knightly order aspect to it. And we need to build that. I think that inspires men, and that's what we need more of. We need inspired men. Men that say, I want to go out and do these kinds of things, I want to be this kind of a person. You know, I'm putting on the whole armor of God. It's often spoken of in the scriptures as a warrior thing, but I want to bring it back to more of a medieval knight thing. As, you know, always honoring women and children, always protecting those who are weak, providing for those who are less fortunate. doing what God has given us to make this stuff happen. And so, looking at this whole BBS, kind of BBS thing warped into web services, and how much we need to make this stuff happen so that we can, it's really hard for me to describe. What I'm wanting to do is, I'm going to make it's not going to be a video game. I'm hoping somebody will take what I've done and turn it into a video game. I'm going to have to control it a little bit because I'm worried that put into just general hands that it's going to do something evil. Although we might have to do it this way. We'll just have to trust that it'll fall into good hands, things will go well. You know, because there's going to be the possibility of evil. What it's going to be is, this is kind of a send-off of the Salvation Coast. And what it takes to become to go back with Heavenly Father and have the things that He has, and the fact that this is nightly, that you're going to go up into a new order where you get to join God, you get to become like Him, and the progression that takes, and we're going to be somewhat nightly about it. And I'm doing this specifically for young men, because this is what's coming up in my life. This is what's going to become important to me. I've got 4 sons and 2 daughters. My daughters are the older. I've got 1 son in with the daughters. He's autistic, so there's a lot of things that he doesn't understand, although he's a really knightly guy. He likes the whole idea of knight's quest and stuff like that, and what that does. So, first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create what's called a BBS door, and it's going to be specific to this piece of software, Synchronous. I'm going to have to learn this thing, and I'm going to have to work with it, play with it. I'd really like the guys in the around me to help me, and I want it to be net based so that people outside of just my region can get involved with it too. They can start attracting people, and I think it's unique enough. I think it's neat enough that the whole BBS idea, I think, can work really well with it. I'm going to have to change up a few things. Simply because I'm going to need to provide for I need to make this an amazing thing. Well, not so much amazing as it is I need to make it topical. I think I need to change the name of the BBS. Right now it's Clay Information Exchange, but I want to get beyond that because I'm not looking to do that anymore. I think I might call it the Order of Aaron. Just so that it can have something interesting. I'm going to have to look that up to see if that's something that, that I think will help people out. Anyway, I'm going to start out as a door, a kind of web-based door, so it's kind of a web-based game. And it'll be kind of going through God's plan of happiness. It'll be linked to the Salvation Code. And all these things, it's kind of weird because all these things are starting to gel together. I'm going to have to get internet access at home. I'm going to have to just do that and get that and make it happen. Oh, my time's up. And I seem to be having problems kind of describing this, because I think it's all coming in a big flood in my head, how I can do this. It takes care of a lot of needs that I think we have. And I'm kind of hoping it's going to be successful. It's difficult because as a man who's in charge of trying to inspire and lead or advise young men, that it becomes my duty to it's my duty to try and find interesting new ways of making these things happen. I want to bring together several things. I want to bring together the whole medieval idea of knighthood and how people respect you and honor you, and that you hold yourself not so much higher, but that you see yourself as an important part of what's going on in life. And my time's up, and I keep making these horrible stalls. I'm going to go ahead and stop now, and we'll do another one probably on this subject, and I'm trying to flesh it out. I'm going to start taking a look at what I can do. This is Jane Emerald. You're listening to Quasi-Indefatigable Zenilus. Have a great day.